All right, Jeremy Bradley here, back live in Nova Scotia. Once again, risking my life for the sake of my audience. And so, you know, you're a trooper when, right? And so I'm about to go tidal bore rafting. I'm here with Nick from, why don't you introduce the company and yourself?
Hey, my name's Nick Singer. I'm just here at tidal bore rafting. I'm one of the guides here, and we're just about to head down the river here in about 5 minutes.
All right. Now, there's a lot of younger kids here. They look like they're really excited to go, and I'm terrified. So what should I know? And explain actually what this is for people that might not be familiar, because the water looks brown. So why is that?
Well, the water's brown. It's a completely sandy bottomed river. And, of course, once the tide comes in against the outgoing river headed up towards the Minas Basin, the sand gets all mixed up. That's what's creating our waves, as the water's running over our sandbars, so the rapids start forming. It's unfortunate that everybody misses the bore and just gets the rapids, but it's still an awesome experience.
Now, I know you're saying that everybody's got their own certain place in the boat. Why am I going to the front? Well, what is the, why are you doing that to me? Well,
you got to go to the front because that's where all the water comes in.
The person with all the electronic equipment
exactly,
is going to be sitting up front to get fried. All right,
far away
so
from me.
Exactly. You'll be at the back. I'll be at the front. Now, who is more likely? Because I'm kind of looking at these things. They look stable-ish. Like, how likely are you to fall out? Like, how often does that happen?
Well, it's not so much that you fall out so much as the water just pushes you out.
Okay.
That happens about every day. Everybody's out there swimming around.
Wait, has anybody fallen out today? Because this could be my chance, is what you're saying.
Not yet today. We're waiting for you.
No, that's what it is. Okay. So maybe like two or three things that we should know going into this. You were saying kind of a quick instruction to sort of lean in when you say lean in. Hold on for dear life. Move to the front or move to the back. What does that do?
Well, essentially, we're just trying to keep the water level so that we're not sinking in the front, we're not sinking in the back. You know, leaning in, holding on, that's just whenever there's some action happening, you know. My biggest advice to somebody was just to wear old clothes and get ready to have a lot of fun. It's a really good time.
Right. Okay, so we'll do that. So we've got video on our website. You can go to jbonair.com, check out the Nova Scotia stuff. And we're going to be back in about 15 minutes. We'll be talking with Nick. I'm going to be soaking wet. Hopefully still in the boat. But we'll see what we can do. It's going to be crazy out there. More right after this.